What's up, podcast family? It's the Dad and Griffin Pod. We're back for episode 7. How you feeling? My name's Dad.
My name's Griffin. What's up, peeps?
There it is. Man, I'll tell you what. Good days, bad days.
Yes.
That thing's the best. Day 3, full lockdown, Kansas City. How you feeling?
Good.
Man, we had a beauty today, didn't we?
Yeah, it was 65 degrees today. And we had 2 scavenger hunts today.
We did have, you doubled down on scavenger hunting today.
And I took a little grounders from my dad.
Yeah, we did. We took some grounders in the front yard, right?
Yeah.
Good thing I've got a glove with some pads on it because you were throwing cannons at me. Man, I feel like episode 7.
Throw really hard in your.
You do, just like you're the best at NHL. Oh my goodness. You're the best at everything, Griffin.
That's what I needed, peasant.
Peasant? You call me a peasant?
Yeah.
Jeez. So, 7 episodes in, dude, I feel like this is a major turning point. Do you know what a turning point is?
No, but when you're about to tell me what it is, I'll know.
It's kind of like hump day. Turning point.
Oh, hump day.
Remember hump day?
Hump day.
Turning points are crucial because you can, it's kind of like a fork in the road. You can go this way die, or you can go this way
and stand
and thrive, right? Sink or swim. So I feel like it's time to get creative with the pod. I think we're going to show the people that we can power through this quarantine. I think we owe it to the people.
Don't you think? They've been so good to us.
They've been great to us, so we gotta give it back to them, right?
Yeah.
So, I think anybody can talk in circles for 6 or 7 days, right? You can just blah 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 blah. But we want this thing to go where?
To the moon.
To the moon. Yes.
To Uranus.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! This all started. It's all started with the potty joke yesterday. I can feel it. So much for digging deep. All right, today we got creative today, right?
Yeah.
We officially followed through with and executed on Spanish class. We did a Zoom meeting Spanish class taught by 2 of the craziest people I've ever met who are, by the way, who are Spanish. I mean, you can't really, like, you can't do any better than that, can you?
Yeah. Like you said last time, they know more Spanish than me.
They do. They know more Spanish than everybody, but that's fine. That's who you want to learn from, right? We learned about animals. We learned colors. We learned we have a super patient aunt named Carolyn, right?
Yeah, she tests the limits.
So we're dedicating our word of the day today to the Spanish lesson. Yeah. What is our word of the day?
The word of the day is
playa.
Playa.
Playa means
beach.
Beach. Yeah, beach. It's kind of a fun word, right? I wish I was on a beach right now. Oh, did I just take your? I was gonna say, will you do this? You got to use it in a sentence.
Yeah.
What would your sentence be?
My favorite playa is in Florida.
Good. That's good. I like that. I wish I was on a beach right now. You know how I would use that in a sentence? Wrapping this around full circle.
I wish I was on a playa.
The way I would use playa in a sentence right now for all of my adult listeners was life's a playa. You're laughing and you have no clue what that means. All right. I hate to say it, but I kind of like saying it because we have so many people who like this part.
That doesn't make
sense. I know. It really doesn't. I'm trying to get this streak of apologies and clarifications to go away. Our listeners are trying to get it to go on. I'm torn. I'm between a rock and a hard place. I don't know what to do here.
He's in a deep, deep hole.
Well, you've dug us a couple deep holes this last couple weeks, that's for sure. We need to clarify. Yesterday, we don't have any apologies, so that's a good start.
But we have a clarification.
We have a clarification. Yeah, we got off the track a little with this Home Alone thing. If I were to give you one of my, like, top 5 movies of all time, and we'll save this for a different pod, Home Alone is in there without a doubt. I think we have the same idea there, right?
Yeah.
Home Alone is in probably my top five movies of all time.
Yeah.
And then you rattled off this thing yesterday about Home Alone 5. And I'm embarrassed to say I didn't even know it had gotten that far. You clearly didn't either. But we did some research, right?
Yeah.
We're going to correct the fake news. It was, or there actually is a Home Alone 5.
And it was made in before this year.
Oh, yeah. It was made in
2012.
Yeah, it was made in 2012. It's called The Holiday Heist. Kevin, a.k.a. Macaulay Culkin, long gone. That guy, not in any Home Alone movies anymore. But anyway, just thought we'd clarify that for the peeps, and got a new streak.
Yeah.
Two in a row. In the wrong direction. We got some more voice messages. You ready for this?
Yep.
Let's do this. Let's get these voice messages going. We have one. We know who it is.
Yeah.
And one that we don't really know who it is. I think we're...
He's the Canadian.
I think we're getting... Yeah, he's Canadian. I think we've started a tradition here of getting prank phone calls to the show, which, you know what? I think it drives some entertainment for the fans. What do you think?
Yeah.
All right, let's listen to Elizabeth first. Elizabeth, I will tell you one thing. If I could shout out to Elizabeth here real quick in the middle of the show.
Oh.
During Spanish class today, Elizabeth, who is by far and away the smartest cousin out of everybody. Sorry, no offense. She was taking notes, dude. She had a full page of notes on what the Spanish word is and the English equivalent and what it means. Nobody else was taking notes. You were asking Alexa to play fart noises.
Hey, that was today. Hey, Alexa wasn't even in there.
All right. Elizabeth was...
You just put words in my mouth.
She was dialed in and she was taking notes. So here we go. Here's our note from Elizabeth today. She's bringing something super cool to the pod tonight.
Hey, Griffin and Uncle Chris. It's me, Elizabeth. I have two questions for you each day. Here's my first one. What's your five favorite holidays? Mine's Christmas, Valentine's Day, Easter, 4th of July, and Halloween. And what's your favorite place besides home? Mine's Sanibel Island. Bye!
Elizabeth, you're the greatest. What I heard was you're committing to sending us two questions a day. That's
pretty good.
That's pretty good, man. I mean, I don't know anybody else who's committed to that level of podcast sort of presence, right? So if she can do it, that's great. That means we'll have content for days. I got a little issue, though, with her ranking of holidays. Do you?
No.
You don't?
No.
Are you kidding me? Her fifth holiday, you put it as number one. So yeah, you have a problem.
Fifth holiday?
Her fifth holiday was Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
What are your top five?
Halloween, Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving, St. Patrick's Day.
Man, really?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree with you. Halloween is way up on top of the list.
Yeah, because it's my birthday month, and you get a lot of candy. And if you had your birthday on Halloween, then you'll get candy and presents in the same day. Best day ever.
So your answer is clearly...
Halloween.
Yeah, it's Halloween. No doubt about it.
And you get to dress up like a maniac.
A maniac. Totally right. Totally right. But at least it's in her top five, so
yeah,
it's there.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. Her second question is, what place in the world makes you the happiest? Hers is Sanibel Island. Super bougie. What's yours?
Mine is United Center in Chicago, where the Blackhawks play.
Oh,
the Windy City.
That is an awesome answer. I love it. That place makes me happy too. I would agree with that. And I guarantee you that makes Uncle Johnny happy too.
The Canadian.
Yeah, the Canadian. Well, we don't know. This next call... Gotta warn you, peeps. It's getting a little weird around here at the Dad and Griffin Pod. I'll let you be the judge. Here's our next caller. Bear with us.
Hey, Griffin. It's Barry from Hockey Night in Canada again. Let's talk old school hockey. Who's your favorite? Mine's Pavel Bure, the Russian Rocket.
Okay, that was weird. I'm gonna just go ahead. We're gonna file that into the weird category right away. Do you feel like we're getting pranked?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. I think there's some leading contenders in terms of who that may or may not have been. But let's play along. We're good, right?
Yeah.
Everybody tries to stump us every now and again, right?
Yeah.
If we're going to talk old school hockey for a second, what is your favorite old school hockey player? Keep in mind, you're 8, so old school might actually be like new school.
Kane, when he had the playoffs beard.
Patrick Kane?
Yeah.
Yeah, Patrick Kane.
The players, playoffs beard.
Patrick Kane, and I feel like you're a huge Connor McDavid fan too.
I am a big Connor McDavid fan.
I think one guy, Patrick Kane, he's done what for you?
A lot. He's won 3 Stanley Cups for my personal favorite
team. Yep, he's won 3 Stanley Cups. That's pretty good. Connor McDavid, what's he bringing to the table for you?
Silky mitts.
That guy, you're right. That guy has got some silky mitts. Do you think you and I are the only two people on the planet who know what silky mitts are?
Oh, but the Canadian that put the prank.
That guy, we're going to have to do some research, figure out who that guy was. Who's the leading contender? Who do you think that was?
Old Man Billy.
Old Man Billy?
Yeah.
Is that another name for Uncle Johnny?
Oh, no. He's Old Man Billy.
All right.
He's definitely an old man.
Love the calls. Pranks or not, we love you guys for calling in. Thank you so much. And we'll keep answering all the questions if they're real or fake, if it's a real person or fake person. All right?
All right.
All right.
I owe the peeps a joke of the day.
Oh, you want to do that now? I was going to do Would You Rather right now.
Oh, Would You Rather. I would do Would You Rather.
So this is like a new segment, right?
Yeah.
I think, right, this is what I was talking about earlier. We got to dig deep, right? It's either sink or swim. What do you want to do?
Swim.
Let's swim.
I don't know how to swim.
I totally agree.
So I would probably sink.
Let's swim.
Let's swim.
I'm going to give you 5 would you rather scenarios. You got to tell me which one you would rather do.
Okay.
And maybe a why. If you got a why, that'd be great.
What is a why?
Like, tell me why you choose what you're choosing.
Okay.
Okay? Deal? Okay. All right, number one. Would you rather be covered in fur or covered in scales?
Scales.
Why?
Because then I could... I would, my...
You clearly would be swimming all day long.
I would, yeah, but I don't know how to swim, but...
If you were covered in scales, you'd know.
If I would just go fishing almost every day, because I could, so I could be a distraction to the, for the fish, and they would come near me and see my bait and go like...
Oh, they'd think you're one of the buddies, so yeah. You'd set a trap.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's deep.
Yeah.
That's pretty wicked. Would you rather be able to see what's behind every closed door, or would you rather be able to guess the combination of every safe in the world? You know what a safe is?
Valuables.
Safe. Yeah, it's like you put valuables in it, right? So if you knew the combination of every safe in the world, I'm not trying to answer the question for you.
I'm doing see behind every door.
See behind every door?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Would you rather... Oh, this is a good one.
Wait, can I say why?
Sure.
So, because, like, if I had kids, I would just say, honey, get the door, and right before the doorbell rings.
And you'd know who's there already?
Yeah.
And it'd be like a joke.
Yeah. It would be like, old man Billy's here.
Old man Billy. Would you rather sweat maple syrup or have edible spaghetti hair? Boom. I think that's an awesome one.
Sweat maple syrup.
You would?
It's like, so we would never have to buy maple syrup again.
And you could eat pancakes all day long.
Yeah, we'd just run around the street. And if you want pancakes, just
come see Griffin. He's sweating maple syrup. Would you rather live in a cave or a treehouse?
Treehouse.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. Would you rather have a flying carpet or a car that could drive underwater?
Car that could drive underwater, that would go with my scales.
Yeah, you've already got scales. So then you could be in a car and drive underwater with scales. All right, cool. All right.
I have a would you rather for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Flip the tables again. Let's do it.
Yeah. Would you rather have to swim everywhere you go or listen to baby music 1 hour a day?
Considering that I am an awful swimmer, I would rather listen to baby music 1 hour a day.
He's like a cat.
That sounds like the right answer, even if I was a good swimmer.
Yeah, you would get wrinkly, and you would be cold. Do you want to have a towel when you get out?
Oh, man, it'd be miserable. Miserable. All right, joke of the daytime. Are you going with your joke?
Yeah.
Are you doing it?
I kind of spoiled this on Spanish class, but...
Yeah, it's all right, though. You got a lot of listeners, right?
Yeah.
They all weren't there during Spanish class, so send it.
All right. What do you call a three-hump camel?
What do you call a three-hump camel?
Pregnant.
Oh my gosh, you were a total goon. All right, we got somebody called in with a joke as well. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
All right. This is
local
actually
State Farm agent.
Yeah, this is our sponsor. He called in. He committed to the team on this this segment. It's great. Here you go.
Hey, the Dad and Griffin Pod. Mark McBride here. Griffin loved the joke. Such a cool idea. I thought I might just give you one that you might even use on air. If it's funny, it's all yours, pal. So what do you call cheese that's not yours? Nacho cheese. If you like it, run with it. Love the show. Content was great. Keep it up, guys.
I'm all in on that joke. That was a good one.
Yeah.
I love when people are calling in with jokes. I'm all about it, right?
Man, I love me some nacho cheese.
I love nacho cheese too, which kind of secretly makes it a great joke, right?
Yeah.
But is it yo cheese or my cheese?
Oh.
I know for sure it's nacho cheese.
It's nacho cheese. It's not yo cheese.
I like where this joke of the day thing's going. I really appreciate it. All right, shout out time. Here we go.
And they're my creative of some segments today. And they're...
So here we go. Part of our schedule today.
Yeah.
Let me set this up for you so you can... knock it out of the park.
Part of our
schedule today, part of schoolwork, was creating segments and ideas and more content for the podcast,
and
right?
More jokes.
I think, schoolwork doesn't have to be math problems and reading, right? It could be like creative stuff like this where you get your brain working, right?
And one of it has to do with jokes.
If
you guys want jokes for us to do on, it's called Make Me Laugh. And we'll tell jokes to each other.
Oh, this is your new segment?
Yeah, and we'll tell jokes to each other, and first one to laugh twice is the loser.
I think we will definitely implement that. I love where your head's at with that. Make me laugh. Okay, all right.
What do you call a three-hump camel?
Yeah, but I already heard
pregnant.
It, so I'm probably not going to laugh at it because I've already heard it, right? You have to surprise me, right?
What are the zeros?
I'm gonna make you laugh just by looking at you. This is gonna be the easiest thing in the world.
We have to tell me a joke.
Okay. All right. I think that's a great idea. I love your dedication to the creation of segments. And I think we've got a lot of listeners who are doing the same thing too. Shout out time. Here we go. Who are your shout outs?
My shout out is Miss Jill, Mr. Don, and Bryson.
Yeah, friends of the fam, right?
Yeah.
Who are they? The Calhouns. Great work. I think they're original gangsters of the podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are
Day one original gangsters.
Listening from day one, right?
Yeah.
I'm shouting out to Aunt Katie, Uncle Jay, Emma, and Ainsley tonight. I think they're listening. What's up, Jimmy? I think they're listening. And I think they would be great additions to the voice message call-in system as well, don't you?
Yeah.
All right.
I think Jimmy would be a good guest.
I think Jimmy could bring a lot to the table. Yeah. I think you're right. I think all four of them.
If you don't know who Jimmy is.
I think Uncle Jay could bring a lot to the table. I think all four of them would bring a ton to the table in the voice message category.
I think they're all Jimmy. Jimmy's.
Sign us off.
Keep your head up and your stick on the ice. Goodbye, peeps. We'll be right back.